This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and I are here to go through some of the issues of the day and the week. We'll meet Annette Conway in a few minutes, who is working on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund, and apparently on the 14th, which is Saturday, there's going to be an event in Washington that you ought to know about. Anybody connected with that era, and that certainly is me, and the people in the baby boomer generation, but this affects so many more people because of the outrageous way we handled the Vietnam War and the veterans who were serving in uniform. It's shocking, frankly. It really is. When you get right down to the remembrance, if you were not around in that era and didn't see the disrespect that was aimed at the soldiers who were in Vietnam, granted, the Vietnam thing was like Afghanistan, a horrible waste. But that laid on the shoulders of LBJ and McNamara and Moyers, who is some kind of god to people with his foolishness on PBS. This guy is more than a fraud. Anyway, that takes away from the essence of the Vietnam Veterans Day, which we will talk about in a few minutes. Meanwhile, there's a big story from those of you who are involved in the recreation of Heinz 57, 57 different varieties of tomatoes go into the ketchup, I guess. I never even remember what 57 was about. I just remember that you see it on all the ketchup bottles. And I never knew whether it was ketchup, K-E-T-C-H-U-P, or catsup, C-A-T-S-U-P.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. So, those of you who love putting ketchup on hot dogs,
I put ketchup on my ketchup.
Ketchup on your ketchup?
Yes.
I think Ronald Reagan got some flack for determining that, or somebody in his staff, the same guy that wanted Watts not to be, or Watts to tell the Beach Boys that they couldn't come perform. Anyway, that era brought us tomato ketchup. There's a difference between tomato ketchup. You can make ketchup on a lot of different
real tomato ketchup. Real.
Okay, so. Is there a way of putting ketchup and cars together?
I love this story.
Well, tell it.
Go
ahead. You tell the story.
Apparently, Ford and Heinz have gotten together.
Ford Motor Company.
Right. FOMOCO. And Heinz Ketchup have gotten together because Heinz has been trying to figure out what to do with all of their leftover tomato skins. And now they think they can make them into car parts. A joint news release says scientists at both companies believe that they can use tomato fibers to manufacture composite materials being used for wiring brackets, storage bins in cars, and other petroleum-based plastics that they use now. So now your headlight lens, your glove box shell, any of these plastic parts on your car, your dashboard that are made out of petroleum, they are hoping to be able to now make with potatoes or tomato skins.
Well, we could put potato skins in with it, too, maybe.
Heinz uses over 2 million tons of tomatoes each year for its ketchup, and they've been looking for a way to repurpose the leftover skins.
Well, one of the things they could have been doing or can do is to cut the skins up and feed them to cows. Because cows love that sort of thing. That's what happens with a lot of animals that the pigs could eat them. But
I would imagine
like
they don't throw it away now. But
no,
this is
the
way
is
now
better.
That they can sell the tomato skins. Both companies say the technology has been validated, but still needs to be refined. So they can do this.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Ford is also enlisting the help of Coca-Cola, of Nike, Procter & Gamble, to help create a 100% plant-based plastic to be used to make everything from fabric to packaging.
Is that amazing?
Fix the waste.
This
is so much
incredible.
This is why we rule the earth.
Yes, it is.
Because your cows or our dogs have never been able to figure out how to make car parts out of tomatoes.
My dog can figure that out as soon as she gets rid of her headache. She'll be fine. Names in the news. Sandra Bullock's stalker, Joshua Corbett, broke into Sandra Bullock's house this past Sunday, charged with felony counts of first-degree burglary, possession of a machine gun, and stalking.
He didn't have the machine gun on him when he broke into her house.
No.
He left it out in the car or something.
Yeah, they found him in possession of a machine gun. Police responded to a call about 6:30 in the morning on Sunday, arrested him, Mr. Corbett, on suspicion of residential burglary. Sandra Bullock was home at the time, not harmed. Now, does she live in a... She must not live in a gated community. She must live in some place.
She just had a new security fence installed in her house.
Yeah.
Like, within the past few weeks.
I think I'd be putting my money back.
Yeah, installed that one.
That one, yeah. Angelina Jolie. Angering Chinese fans. The fans in China say they're going to boycott Maleficent, the story from China about Brad Pitt came into the country with Angelina Jolie to help promote the press tour, despite the fact that he was banned from China after filming 7 years in Tibet. Now,
that's all right.
Focus on Ms. Jolie. She's on the outs, too. She's a U.N. ambassador, right? Goodwill ambassador? She's gone around the world?
Yeah.
Anyway, she became the subject of controversy in China after she labeled film director Ang Lee Taiwanese, not Chinese.
Uh-oh.
That's bad. They evidently have a short circuit there. I'm not sure if you consider Ang Lee Chinese, Taiwanese. And I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference. That makes a difference to me.
Apparently it does to them.
But apparently it does to them. So she's on the outs.
Hey, well, I get upset when people call me MacFadden instead of MickFadden.
Mick.
That nervous some people.
I can see that.
Fred Goldman. How many people remember Fred Goldman?
It's the 20-year anniversary this week of the murders.
Yeah.
20 years after the death of his son and Nicole Simpson and the acquittal of O.J. and the killings, he says, quote, "You find a way somehow to adjust to the pain, adjust to the anger, adjust to the loss, and move on."
No.
No one would have thought that of him, given how pronounced his anger was.
Yeah, I felt so bad for that guy. He could not let it go for the longest time.
No, he didn't.
He was on a personal vendetta.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can understand that.
Of course.
But it's just, it tears you apart.
Yeah. So, I have very little connection or interest in the World Cup. I may be the one person in the Northern Hemisphere that doesn't really care, because there's been a lot of talk about this, with the Brazil is facing Croatia, apparently, World Cup match. Even one of the people on our staff's going down there, Richie, for 2 weeks to watch this.
Sure
thing.
Is.
Woo! Wow. Big stuff, big doings. Okay, that's cool. 15 past the hour in a minute, we meet Annette Conway here on Good Day.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super egg fern.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
All right, let's move into consideration here of these 58,300 names, Richie, on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Names of men, names of women, honored every day by those who visit this site in Washington. A lot of people died as a result of the Vietnam War, whose names are not on that plaque, that monument, yet. So as we approach the Vietnam Veterans Memorial weekend, the ceremony on the East Knoll of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial this weekend, certificates bearing the names of honorees who have not yet been placed on the wall are going to be made available. Here to talk about that is Annette Conway, who is an advocate for the In Memory program. I understand, Annette, your brother served in Vietnam and died as a result of Agent Orange cancer. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And is he part of the honor roll being added to the list this weekend?
Yes, my brother's name, Daniel Thomas Drury, will be added today and read out. And I think it's really important for other Vietnam families, era families, to know about this In Memory Day ceremony that is taking place. It's at 10 o'clock at the Vietnam Memorial, and it is open to the public, and it is a way to honor our young men and women who died after the Vietnam conflict as a result of injuries or distress caused by Vietnam.
This is one of the most interesting and important issues, I think, in our country today, because you're bringing up something that goes back to my era as a youngster, Vietnam, what people thought about it, and then the way, the horrible way the soldiers were treated, not only socially, but it was the beginning of the problems with the VA, because there were plenty of men came back that had Agent Orange problems, became cancer and died, and weren't treated, psychological problems that were just ignored by the VA, that kind of stuff. So it is important that these things be brought up this week, not only because of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, but because they point to a system that does not do what it says it will do to honor the men that do what we ask them to do, and the women as well. So the names that are up there now are the names of the people who died directly in battle. What you're working on are the names of people who died as a result, many years later in some cases, of action that happened as a result of the Vietnam War.
Complicating effects afterwards, yes. My brother died of Agent Orange-related cancer, the non-Hodgkin's-related lymphoma. But he died shortly after Vietnam. He came back from Vietnam with a broken heart and damaged in many ways. And it took a couple of years for Dan to hitchhike around the country before he found a place in Kansas City that had a church that he joined and found a kind of peace. He ended up getting married and having a baby. And Dan was diagnosed with cancer about 2 months after his daughter was born. Now, he died shortly after her second birthday. So our family lost our gentle giant. My brother Dan was over 6 feet, 9 inches tall, and had a heart that was as kind and large as his body. So his daughter then missed out on a lot, but so did our society. I think now our American people have taken another look at what happened to the Vietnam veterans. We found out that the Vietnam veterans were actually strong, good people and are doing an awful lot to help our country and to help pave the way and make it better for the young ones that are coming home now from the conflicts that we are recently involved in.
All right, so this is something to check out at bvmf.org should you have a mind to do so. bvmf.org. Thank you, Annette Conway, for helping us remember those who need to be remembered.
America. Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Through the top five songs right now, pop music from this week in 1976, and we get started with the number five tune, the theme from the TV show Happy Days, Pratt and McLean. I would guess this is a one hit for them. I didn't even remember their names, frankly. Kenny, you'd remember them, I suppose, because you make a study of this sort of thing.
Yeah, even I don't know who they are.
Right, but I do have a very important question for Ken.
What's that, Richie?
Are you a Big Al or a Arnold fan?
Arnold.
Arnold? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Al Molinaro was great. He was a good guy. But, yeah, you got to love Mr. Miyagi there.
Yeah, that's a great, yeah. Though. This is a great remembrance. This is a time, and who remembers that it was this long ago? 1976. That's 38 years ago. Number four. This week, 1976, Diana Ross on her own, and a love hangover, the sweetest hangover, love hangover, number four.
By the way, that Happy Days theme is a minute and 14 seconds long.
Yeah, just right, Rizzy. Do we want a minute and 14 seconds of Diana Ross, or have we had enough of it at this point?
I think we can move on to the next one.
I think number four. All right, so here's another one that was kind of a one-hit wonder. Dorothy Moore. Just a thought of you.
Oh, this is a great song.
I never liked these kind of songs.
Really?
Oh, my God. Turns my whole world misty blue. Dorothy Moore. It's a one-hit wonder tune, I think, as well. Is it not, Kenny?
No, she had a ton of R&B hits.
Oh, she did. Well, because I guess I'm not an R&B fan necessarily. Does that mean I'm a racist?
I like it. It just means you're not connected. You have no soul, though.
Oh, Richie, thank you. I have no soul.
I know what you're missing with the blues and rhythm and blues. And
I like
songs that reach down deep into your heart to your inner angst, and you have to have emotion for it. All you want is this really happy skip-along kind of music, which is great. That's cool. But dude, sometimes you have to get inside yourself to really feel the music.
Thank you, Richie.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think you're in touch with your feelings enough, Doug.
I can get into it with Silver Convention number two.
That's right.
This week, 1976, the height of the boogie time, height of the Renaissance in music, the height of this disco era, Silver Convention, get up and boogie.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. This is actually not very good, but there are a lot of good tunes that came out of this era. This doesn't happen to be one of them. But, you know, to go back to the rhythm and blues stuff, I love the Motown music and the Philadelphia sound as well.
Oh, well, the Motown is that upbeat, happy feel that you love. Yeah, absolutely.
For the most part. Why not? Let's be happy. Let's be upbeat. Let's have fun. Paul McCartney has been in the news or has been on our mind for various events all week long. And this week in 1976, no exception, the number one song belongs to McCartney and Wings.
Best bass lines in rock and roll.
Lots of silly things happen in the name of love. So that's why he wrote silly love songs, McCartney.
You think that people would have had enough of silly love songs?
What's wrong with that?
Listen to Paul play that bass.
But what's wrong with that?
I'd like to know.
And here we go. Again. I'm singing to Charlotte, who is sitting in a big playpen right in front of me here, looking around, listening to the voice of me and McCartney. 28 after. This is Good Day.
If you like to stay in bed, that's no excuse. A lot of famous people have worked in the sack.
Oh, you were wonderful tonight.
I'm always wonderful at night.
not that kind of work. Mae West wrote her autobiography, Goodness Had Nothing to Do With It, with her pillow nearby. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. After he gave up booze, F. Scott Fitzgerald sipped a Coca-Cola and typed in bed 5 hours a day. And then there's that bed in for peace.
This is for a world peace, you see. Mm-hmm. Instead of going out and make wars, we should just stay in bed. Everybody should just stay in bed and enjoy the spring, you know.
Maybe John and Yoko were inspired by the man who wrote a book about World War II, Lying Down. Winston Churchill preferred to write standing up, but kept going horizontally when he got sick. But don't stay snuggled up with your pillow too long. Mark Twain said it best. Writing in bed can be dangerous. So many people die there. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off. Find the perfect gift for dad right now at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Let's start the half hour. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and I are here. The ladies are off for the rest of the week. Let's find a good story about a lady who was treated poorly by a place that I mention a whole lot on the air here. Anybody who listens to me knows that I'm kind of a fan of the Waffle House. It's greasy, but the waffles are great. Just fun place to stop.
I drove by a bunch on my trips down to Tennessee and Kentucky.
Place. Every exit, there's a
I could not get myself to pull into one. I'm sorry.
Oh, Richie, come on. I know. Will you please?
I know. Absolutely.
If I can get Meredith to go to one with me, you can certainly go to one.
Dinner for two for $10, you can't beat it.
Right.
This is the story of Shina Brown, a Waffle House waitress, single mother, holding back from screaming with joy when a Samaritan left her a $1,000 tip.
Good Lord.
On Mother's Day. Then, in the weeks that followed, she had to hold back from screaming in frustration when the Waffle House wouldn't let her keep the money because of the restaurant's policy about large tips.
They have a policy?
Listen to this. This has been going on for a month. I may not stop in Waffle Houses anymore after listening to this story. The generous tipper got wind of the situation and came back to the Waffle House, sent her, found out what her name was, and sent her a personal check for $1,000 made out to her.
Good for him.
Waffle House issued a statement apologizing for the incident and saying it will be reviewing its tipping procedures in order to get tips to our associates quicker in these unusual situations. Can you imagine them being that stupid?
What happens is that people, because Waffle House is open all night, have too much to drink and then go there and do something stupid with their credit card and then realize that they left some hot waitress $150 tip, so then they dispute it.
Really? And they keep the money themselves.
Yeah, well, the person who made the charge, the day after, they decide they didn't mean to do that, so they call their credit card company to try and cancel it, and it becomes a big headache for the Waffle
House. So you think that this this policy has a point to it?
I think the credit card people should tell them too bad.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty
good dilemma there. It's not in the story, but the other dilemma there is that the retailer also has to pay, what is it, 1.3% or 3% on credit card?
I have to pay 3% on my credit card.
Yeah, so 3%. So Waffle House has to eat 3% of that $1,000 for her to get her tip.
Mm-hmm.
So I could understand that as well.
Well, I don't understand how they handle it as badly as they
So their
it.
Policy is that...
The rest of it may be part of the story, but the way that it came out is not good for them.
The policy is not that you can't get a large tip. The policy is that large tips have to be given in cash or check.
Yeah, well, the guy spent $2,000 on her instead of one, in essence. But I still want to know what happened to the original $1,000.
Good for him.
It was refunded. That's what Waffle House does.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, when you make a big tip like that, Waffle House just immediately puts it back, so they don't have to deal with it.
So am I being unduly critical of Waffle House? I guess I can
say that. Well, I think now that we understand the story all the way through, we can be duly critical or understand their point of view.
Yeah. Well, no matter what, they handled it badly. The information
was really handled badly.
This is one of those companies, by the way. I think it was yesterday or the day before I was going through this on one segment of the program, talking about independent American companies. You know, I'm a big believer in entrepreneurialisms, entrepreneurship. That's how we started Dream Big America. Now my connection with My Cool Inventions. The way to encourage the American dream is to get everybody to start their own business, come up with ideas. Let's see how we can really change the face of the country by overwhelming government with our new ideas, so much so that they can't stop, which is what seemingly government is all about, stopping new ideas, stopping fresh ideas. But here's a company, Waffle House, started in one little town in the South, has grown to thousands of restaurants, not unlike let's see, how many other companies can I name like this? U-Haul, family-owned, still. And this is a huge corporation. But I mean, it's
U-Haul is a sponsor of our National Memorial Day Parade, our sister organization, the American Veterans Center, and they've always been very involved in trying to help and support the veterans, so it's a good company.
Yeah. And there are, but I don't want to belabor the point, there are a lot of good companies that are family-owned and operated in this country, and they started from scratch. U-Haul, guy's renting one pickup truck out of his farm.
Yeah.
And that's how it gets started.
Hey, speaking of giving away cash, have you heard this story about the Twitter feed called I Hid the Cash?
Is this the guy that's the hidden cash phenomenon that is in California?
There's one. There's Hid the Cash is in Washington, D.C., but it's based on the Twitter feed at Hidden Cash in San Francisco, where they basically tweet out clues to lead followers on a scavenger hunt to find cash. And the people that do it say the only reason they do it is they just want to make people smile. So they hide cash around, and then they say, I hid the money in D.C. First clue tomorrow morning between 6:30 and 6:45.
Cool.
And then you follow their Twitter feed, and it's a treasure hunt to see who can find the cash first. And there was a bunch of them a couple of weeks ago here in D.C., and everybody, the news had people like climbing through bushes, and it reminded me of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, and it was hysterical, but it was pretty fun.
There's a story that we have at DougStephan.com today about this, well, the man that was anonymous, not any longer, the hidden cash phenomenon. A fellow was identified with Anderson Cooper. His name is Jason Buzzi, real estate investor and developer from Palo Alto, outed by Inside Edition because they went to the trouble of doing voice analysis. Huh?
Wow.
Where did they come up with a baseline for this? How did they narrow it down to him? The people who don't know the story, for the last 3 or 4 weeks, Mr. Buzzi and his team have hidden $15,000 in small bills around various California cities, and then they would tweet the clues, as I think Kenny was just saying, about where the money is. This campaign has grown, as you can imagine, into a social media phenomenon. Thousands and thousands of people participating in what is basically a scavenger hunt, Easter egg hunt, whatever. Buzzy used the interview with Anderson Cooper as an opportunity to announce some big expansion plans. Hidden cash is going to go into other cities, as Richie just suggested, in our country, going to Europe, may go to Mexico. He said it's just kind of exploded, the hidden cash success, not so much because of the money he's given out, but because of the thrill that people have of looking for it. And, you know, it's like buying a lottery ticket. What do you spend your time on? It's kind of a cool thing. Yeah, good. Nice story. What a great idea. Catch story at DougStephan.com. By the way, back to the waitress story and tipping. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you how much you usually tip in order to acknowledge that you've gotten good service. A, more than 20%. B, 15 to 20%. C, depends how much the bill is. I never give a tip more than 15% is D, and I rarely eat anywhere that I'd tip.
Wow.
There you go. Well, how did it get to be 15%, 20%? Where did that come from? Where does that standard come from? Anybody?
I don't know.
I'm interested. And yesterday, because we were talking about cheeses and the government cutting cheese, if you'll pardon the expression, over this wood versus plastic, where do you age your cheese foolishness? We asked what your favorite kind of cheese was, and cheddar cheese came out on top. Pretty wide margin, Kenny. 28% people responding at DougStephan.com said they like cheddar best. 16% said Swiss. 12% said other kinds of cheeses. 10% Colby. 7% Monterey Jack. 6% Brie. Let's see here. 5% mozzarella. 4% Parmesan. What am I leaving out here? I think I got them all, didn't I? 3% said they didn't like cheese. All right. So that's that story. No relation to any story on cheese. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a minute to talk about several issues that are important this week in the world of medicine. So stay tuned. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers.
Woo, summertime cheer.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty boss, massive, responsive.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too, for more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma! Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC Certified Service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
15 minutes before the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now on Good Day is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has a Nuka chiropractic office in Salt Lake City, Utah, has become one of the primary go-to people for me in my personal health life and on this program as well. He publishes a newsletter called the Forbidden Doctor Newsletter, which has all kinds of ways of understanding from his perspective, and that is a great perspective, the way to take better care of your body. So, with regularity, we discuss the immune system. Jack says if your gut's healthy, you'll be healthy. There's a new sort of proposal, maybe new idea, suggesting that fasting may help your immune system regenerate itself after you have killed all the good bacteria and haven't maybe taken probiotics, you've been using antibiotics. So if you just stop eating and ingesting everything, can that bring back your immune system?
Oh, it's amazing how much benefit the body can have with just as little as 2 weeks of a water fast. I've had patients with severe arthritis problems.
For example,
my printer is suffering from arthritis here. Within a couple of weeks, arthritic pain is usually gone. The reason that the immune system can rebound so quickly with fasting is you stop the sugar intake that feeds a certain level of the bad flora in the gut that produces toxins that suppresses immune response. So, there's a lifetime of reading on the Internet alone about the benefits of fasting. You don't have to go long, long periods. Just, sometimes 3 to 7 days is enough. But 2 weeks can really regenerate an awful lot inside the body because you stopped the sugar intake. It absolutely stunts immune response.
So it's sugar. Sugar is the culprit.
Oh, it's almost always the culprit. Sugar is everywhere. You unless you have a determined, dogged effort day to day to avoid it, it is going to surround you in every form it possibly can. There's an old saying among the druggies that wait long enough. If you're a drug addict, the drug will find you. You don't have to go down, the Second South in Maine or something like that. The drug will find you. Well, the same thing with sugar. If you have the least bit of need and dependency upon sugar in your daily life, whether it starts in coffee in the morning or your breakfast cereal or your middle morning snack or your lunch, afternoon snack, dinner snack, all these things are just loaded with sugar. And all of us are sugar addicts. I mean, it's the number one drug in America.
It is. It's amazing how we laugh it off by referencing a sweet tooth. We all have sweet teeth, and we like our chocolate or our ice cream or things that taste good. Any number of times, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, and I have this conversation about what always trumps health, and it's taste. People will do anything, and I guess it's the pleasure-pain syndrome. If you really would rather feel good, then you taste something that, or eat something that really is yummy. And if it's, by the way, good for you, hooray! If it's not, who cares? It tasted good.
Well, one of the survival techniques that have been used over the thousands of generations of humans on this planet is to follow the desire of their taste buds. But sugar alters that. Sugar will absolutely mask other tastes and other flavors. And because of all the processed foods that completely inundate the grocery content in a supermarket anymore, just laced with sugars, laced with the wrong kinds of oils, the body is absolutely confused as to what it really wants. Yeah. And just, if you can get off sugar for as little as 7 to 10 days, get all sugar out of your diet, it's amazing how your taste buds can reawaken. And then you follow them. And it may say you want a salad. It may say you want a steak. It may say you want a smoothie. Listen to those taste buds, but not when it directs you to sugar.
It's funny, I gave up sodas last year, and now whenever I do drink any little bit of soda, it's just it's so sweet. Yeah.
You gag.
It's not good.
Give me a salad with Ken's Italian salad dressing on it, MOC.
That's got tons of sugar in it.
Listen to the bitter. Listen to the sour as well.
Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his forbidden newsletter at jackstockwell.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
You know, I don't mean to embarrass you, but I'm a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump. What hump?
Good night, Frau Doctor.
Good night, Frau Blücher.
Another great, brilliant creation of Mel Brooks, who loved to work with Gene Wilder, here with Peter Boyle. On the movie Young Frankenstein.
How do you not laugh when you hear that?
Oh, my God. Just Brooks. Just Mel Brooks. How many movies did he do, Chucker, with Gene Wilder? Didn't he do three or four? Seems to me that
I think it was just two. Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Gene Wilder is 81 today.
Wow.
Remember that his love of his life was Rosanna Dana.
Rosanna Dana.
Who died of, ovarian cancer. She was like 41 or something. But her real name wasn't Rosanna Dana.
Gilda Radner.
That was the character she played. No, right.
You know, I did a revival of this film about 3 months ago.
Local theater. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I had about 80 people, and my daughter, who's 8 years old, was laughing harder than anybody, which tells you Mel Brooks' humor still works.
Of course it does.
Many years later.
Yeah, it's great stuff. All right, Chuck Curry is here. We've had movie music and a few movie moments. We have some movie news coming right up here. Stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
Celebrate the magic of dad at Macy's Father's Day sale with 30 to 75% off store-wide, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Designer collections for him, 25% off. Designer suits, separates, dress shirts, and ties, 50% off. Levi's jeans, only $39.99. Plus, at our biggest underwear and socks sale, buy one, get the second 50% off.
Find the perfect gift for Dad right now at Macy's. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
For extra tough jobs, take it to the max with Sacrete Maximizer Concrete. Sacrete Maximizer Concrete incorporates an exclusive formula to give you more coverage per bag. In fact, its specialized aggregate and higher cement content give you 67% more coverage than standard concrete mixes. Because Maximizer provides more coverage per bag, it means less to haul, less to carry, and less to mix, making your project easier. To see why Sacrete is the choice of pros since 1936, visit Sacrete.com.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here. I see Sigourney Weaver is going to return for all of the Avatar sequels. That's not really a surprise, is it?
I think the only thing that's a little unusual about it is they're keeping it top secret, but she gave hints that she's going to play a different character in the next three installments. So
really?
We'll see where that goes.
Why?
I mean, I thought Avatar changed movie history, and not in a good way, because it really unleashed multiplexes forcing 3D down our throat because the film was so successful. I liked Avatar, but I can't say I'm doing hula hoops with excitement over three more sequels.
I don't know, three more
sequels.
They're bringing Sam Worthington in and Zoe Saldana. We get that. But Stephen Lang was killed in Avatar, so what the heck is he going to do?
I don't know. They're bringing him back, too?
Yeah.
Well, Sigourney Weaver was killed, too.
Yeah, she was killed, too. So.
Oh. Well, is this a prequel?
It's not a prequel. They're just going to reincarnate them.
Yeah, right,
if you saw the film, I guess there's a logical way. Illogical. I got a bit of movie news. Denzel Washington reportedly talks to a star in MGM's remake of The Magnificent Seven.
Really?
He will play Yul Brynner's gunslinger role. I've heard reports that a lot of people would like to see Tom Cruise step in and play the Steve McQueen role. I think it would be pretty cool. Washington's next film will be The Equalizer, which comes out in September. It's a big screen version of the hit 80s TV show. That film in test screenings is tracked through the roof. People love what they saw.
It's always a great TV show. For whatever the reason, a good guy makes it. But isn't that interesting?
Denzel
Magnificent
Seven.
You know what will make or break The Magnificent Seven when they re-release it? The movie. Music. That'll make it or break it.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was scored by Elmore Bernstein, one of the great scorers of all time.
Probably related to Elmore Bernstein.
Doug. Leave Chuck in his New York accent alone.
Okay. This is the anniversary of the opening of E.T., this date 1982, and Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, this date 1999, Chucker. Remembrances. Perfect. Chuck Curry is here with us on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Oh, behave.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.